Spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
Say of your heart, Israel,
the eternal life. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Life, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled The Congregation of the Dead and is based upon a story of the same name by Paul Tabori, featured as Reuben as Peter Capel and as Isaac, Alexander Scooby.
From Anzio and Okinawa, the ships bring home the dead. For them, the day of armistice is eternity. The prayers are spoken, the bugles sound, and for a second time the living bury the dead. We bring you now an ancient parable for a modern incident. Between the living and the dead, when I heard her call my name.
Isaac! 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 Wake up, Isaac! Isaac, wake up! Isaac, wake up! Wake up!
I hear you, Naomi. I hear you. Why don't you let a man sleep?
Where's Reuben? Reuben, wake up!
I'm awake. Not thankful for it, Naomi.
I have a message for you both from Rabbi Nachman.
Give me half a second. I'll kindle the lamp.
No.
But we can't see. It's dark.
No light. Words like mine are better heard in darkness.
Naomi, we're waiting.
You are both to get the cart ready and hitch up the donkey. Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav desires to undertake a journey.
Where to, Naomi?
To the place where Nachman of Bratslav is expected.
And where is that?
Where it is, Reuben.
How shall we know it?
By reaching it.
Naomi, it's midnight. Why must we begin at this hour?
Because he has fulfilled the requirements of old age.
Did he say that?
Yes, Isaac, he said that. And he said also, tell them I have paid the dues of sickness and pain. I am entitled to truth and to redemption.
What does he mean, Naomi?
He means that the hour is urgent, and more than urgent. He means that this is not a matter of life and death. It is a matter only of death.
Nachman, Rabbi Nachman, it is I, Reuben. It is I, Reuben, your disciple.
He is beyond hearing. Isaac, take him by the legs. Reuben, lift him. I shall hold the door for you.
We can't, Naomi.
Why not? Isaac, why can't you take him?
A man should die in his own bed.
Why?
Because of compassion for the dying.
Why?
Don't press me. I don't know why. It's what I feel. Listen to the way he breathes.
You are men, and yet you are children. You respect death. It is life you should respect. Is Nachman of Bratslav the only one in the world who breathes like this? Is he the only one to come to the end of pain? Are there no women in childbirth upon the earth? Are there no children swollen with hunger? Take him. He gave it his desire that you take him unto a place where he is expected. I shall hold open the door.
So light to carry. His beard was white. White threads of gossamer. His skin was pale, translucent. And his look was the frail parchment look of a face refined by pain.
Isaac, you dream.
Hmm?
Dreaming begins in the grave. He's cold. Cover him with this blanket.
I'll do it. Which way, Naomi?
From this road forward, Reuben. Stay by his side.
We will.
Be patient. Follow the road and wait beside him. For with every step you take to meet it, it takes one step to meet you.
It would be better, Naomi, if we knew what you meant. But it is all the same. Goodbye, Naomi.
The night was suffocated with fog and blacker than a coffin. The moon was extinguished forever, and no star remembered us. The house was gone, the street, the city. And we entered upon the road. A midnight road, a silent road, a road utterly unknown, utterly lonely. What was our purpose? What were we doing here? What was our destination? By whose insanity? I was afraid. Why wasn't Reuben afraid? How could he hold the reins so calmly? I hated Reuben.
We're stopping, Isaac.
No, no. Let's not stop. Let's turn back.
Why, Isaac?
Because we know what's in back of us.
I wish to go on.
Why, Reuben? Give me one reason.
We said we would. Besides, we don't know what's in front of us. You feel the air, Isaac? It will rain soon.
Reuben, let's rouse him. He'll give us permission to return.
He can't return. And he will not be roused. Rabbi Nachman will never be roused again. Hold his head, Isaac. I'll try to give him some water.
He's going to die. It makes no sense.
We will give him water.
Why, Reuben? For what reason?
It is customary. The still alive must never be allowed to die easily. They must be clutched to life and gilded only with a struggle.
I can't think. It makes no sense. Why should that be, Reuben?
It must be, Isaac. To hang on to every second of life. It must be. Because life is better than death. Raise the cup to his lips. If necessary, we'll force the water down his throat and...
What is it, Reuben?
Listen. Rain. Put the cup down, Isaac. Let Rabbi Nachman drink the rain.
Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav lay on his back in the cart, eyes open to the leaden sky, but beheld nothing. There was vision left, but no sight. His lips parted, and the raindrops found a way between them and quieted the fever in his mouth and eased the rattle in his throat. The rain was a benison upon him.
Wait there with him, Isaac. I will be back soon.
Reuben, don't leave me.
He has only one blanket. You'll be racked by chills in a little while. There was a light back there, perhaps a house and people. Isaac, wait for me.
Reuben.
saw you put out the light. There's someone in the house. If you do not open the door for me, I promise you I will break it down.
What do you want?
You're holding something in your hand. What is it?
What do you want?
Tell me first what's in your hand.
A knife.
I have not come to harm you. I need another blanket for an old man about to die. Put the knife away.
War. And my menfolk killed. And the aftermath of war and the bandits taking everything from the house. I'll hold the knife in my hand.
Hold the knife in your hand, but give me a covering.
Take the shawl from my shoulders. Go on, take it. It's the last thing I have.
My name is Reuben. When I return this way, I shall pay you.
With what? With my husband, who is dead?
I shall bring you money.
Money is no good. There's nothing left to buy with money. Reuben, do you want to bring me something?
It is what I said.
Then when he dies, take off his shoes. I have no shoes for my feet.
I will remember. I will bring you the dead man's shoes. Isaac looked on Brother Nachman's face and shivered. And I shivered. Because of her. Cart creaked. The donkey plodded through the mud. A comfortable sound, simple and honest and strong. The rain was drenching Rabbi Nachman, but it was bringing fertility to the ground. No evil without good. No good without evil. And he would die. She would wear shoes.
It takes so long, Reuben.
Yes, Isaac.
It would be swifter if the road was straight.
I was thinking of it, Isaac, but no human road is ever straight. It twists. It always twists and keeps turning.
Very well said.
Who's that?
A philosopher who advised you that your road was suddenly twisted into a knot.
Reuben, there are three men in the road behind us.
And two men off to your right.
A brother, play a little tune to reassure these travelers of your presence. Very reassuring.
We have no money to give you.
What's that in the cart?
A saint and a scholar who is about to die.
Where are you taking him?
Only he knows.
A good enough answer. Well, by your looks, you have no money. Very well, unhitch the animal.
How can we take Rabbi Nachman without the beast?
You will hitch yourselves to the yoke. I am a bandit with a sense of proportion. Be thankful I leave you the cart.
Reuben, why'd you stop?
I am no beast. I will not be yoked.
But we've already come so far, Reuben.
We will go no further, Isaac. There's a gall in my shoulders from the yoke. And a gall here. I agreed to lead the dying, but I did not agree to yoke myself to the dying. Isaac, we go no further.
I heard you, Reuben. I'm the weak one and you're the strong, but you have yielded.
Isaac, no, not yielded. Mutiny. I mutinied, do you hear? This is the end of the journey.
Not for you to decide, Reuben, my son.
The voice was the voice from the sepulchre. It was the voice of Nachman of Bratislav.
Not for you to decide, Reuben, my son. Yes, I live a little longer. You see, I sit up in the cart, touch my flesh. It will yet be warm a while. You see, I close my fingers. I open them. What tricks the living possess. The opening and closing, reaching, the holding, the having.
Nachman of Branslav, I praise God to hear your voice again. Our people have always yoked themselves to the carts of the dying. I can't, Baba Nachman. I love you, but I can't.
Reuben, my son, neither you nor Isaac will decide the end of the journey. Take me a little further, over the brow of the hill, and it will be done.
Baba Nachman, is that the place where you are expected?
Yes, Isaac. Hurry, they need me. It has been a very long time. I know you are tired, but you must go on. I promise you, it will not be long now.
I pulled. We yoked ourselves as oxen, and we strained against the hill, and we cursed it, and we bit our lips, and they bled. Step by step, the creaking cart, the unnatural daylight, the muted plodding of our feet. It was a world gone soft, encased in fur, loathsome like the soft decay of fruit. We reached to the brow of the hill, and there, down, down, down below us was a valley and a house. A dwelling, once a house. It stood ramshackle and windowless upon a dirty lane. It turned a blind wall toward the world. And when we reached the house, there in the doorway stood an old woman, bent almost in two.
There is no one here, Your Excellencies. I have nothing to give, and there is nothing to take away. I am old, and I am alone. Please, spare me.
Old woman, we have not come to harm you.
Who are you?
We are pupils of Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav.
Why did you come here?
He commanded us to bring him here. He's in the cart.
Peace to you, sister.
And to you, peace, Nachman.
Sister, you have nothing to spare, I know, but we need little. These men are sturdy. They are excellent hewers of wood and drawers of water.
Carry him into the kitchen. What are you standing there for? I said, carry him into the kitchen.
The lips were bloodless. She pressed those lips against the hot, feverish hand of Rabbi Nachman. A kitchen was a filthy cavern, and from it a ladder led to the loft. Nothing else. She and us and a table, a bed, and a cat that washed itself in front of the fire.
50 years. 50 years of fear. 50 years of remembering one night.
You speak so that we do not understand. From the first moment until now, there's nothing I understand.
He hasn't told you?
No. Old woman, 50 years of remembering what?
The fire lacks wood. Bring wood.
First tell me, 50 years of remembering what?
The fire lacks wood.
All right. But you'll tell me after I bring the wood?
If you do not know.
I saw Isaac shiver. He stared at her, and at me, and at Rabbi Nachman, who lay upon a mound of rags. Then Isaac opened the door. The voice of the wind rushed into the vaulted chamber. There was ice on the wind. For the wind also remembered. 50 years of remembering. It touched us with cold fingers and froze us. And then suddenly, the door closed of itself. And silence was restored.
Reuben, this is where the journey ends.
Make it plain to me, Rabbi Nachman.
Listen, then. My son, the righteous must always be restless and spend their time traveling, for there are many souls exiled into the darkness who can only thus ascend to the Lord. And if a just and righteous man opposes this duty, shrinks from it, if he wants to remain at peace, he shall be restless, a fugitive soul in his own house.
I wanted to cry out. I wanted to ask for understanding. But just then, Isaac kicked open the door. In his arms were many sticks of dead wood. He dropped it. He stood motionless. He was white and rigid.
Isaac, my son, what did you see?
I saw the bones of Ben Nachman.
How many bones, Isaac, my son?
Acres. A valley of bones.
When the moon came out of the fog, I saw them.
Do you know now?
No. Almighty God, I do not know. It is a valley of the dead, a charnel house. The white skulls of men and women, the small white skulls of children. This place is unclean, Reuben. I can't stand it.
Reuben will not help you. Listen, Isaac. Listen.
Yes, Rabbi Nachman.
There are souls like the stones thrown carelessly on the roads. But when the new houses are built, they are fitted among the stones of holiness.
Once this was a valley of houses, a valley of people, our people. And then there was war. They drove our people from the houses. I lived, one among thousands. I saw it.
Why didn't you bury them? Why did you leave them?
I was one, I tell you, alone. I have been alone. One does not bury thousands. I saw the little birds fatten on their flesh and only the bones remained.
Rabbi Nachman, why did you bring us here?
They have called to me for 50 years. They died, Isaac. They died. And there was no one to say a prayer. No one to mark their graves.
I mark their graves. I live among the bones. One alive. A marker for the dead.
Yes. My sons, some died in anger, some in fear, some died in rebellion, some died in submission, supinely, stretching out their necks to the sword. And some cursed God.
What will you do for them, Rabbi Nachman?
They need a guide. They need a leader of souls.
You?
Yes. I have been a long time in dying. Let them forgive me for it.
What do you want of us, Rabbi Nachman?
You, Reuben, you are a rebel. Say a rebel's prayer for them.
Master, teach me what to say.
Stand over the naked bones and cry out for revolt. And go back among living men and say that we must revolt against injustice. Always, always, Reuben. Or else we lose our humanity.
Why did you bring me, Rabbi Nachman?
Because, Isaac, you dream. Speak of prayer to the dead and to the living in favor of the dream. Tell them that the dream is born in the past and proceeds unerringly into the future. Even the dream of the world as it should be, and a homeland, and man's feet rooted in his own soil.
We stood in that house in the Valley of the Dead. The wind demanded entrance and was refused. Isaac wept, and a cat washed itself by the fire. Then Isaac sang a prayer for the living in behalf of the dead. Watchmen of Israel. Watch the remnant of Israel. And let Israel not fail. Say, hear, O Israel. We washed his hands, repaired his nails, and cut his hair. And I took off Rabbi Nachman's shoes, for they were dead men's shoes and promised to the living. Then we wrapped Rabbi Nachman in his prayer shawl, and he lifted up his eyes. Eyes from which sight and the memory of pain had been drained.
I am here, my children. Reuben, they hear me.
I know, Rabbi Nachman.
Children, you may follow after me. You may follow in safety. It has been a long, long road. But now we can walk together.
We caught him before he fell. Isaac smoothed down his eyelids, and I kissed his head. And then Isaac raised his voice in a song of peace. And Rabbi Nachman led his congregation of the dead into the presence of the Lord.
Anzio and Okinawa, the ships bring home the dead. For them, the day of armistice is eternity. The prayers are spoken, the bugles sound, and for a second time, the living bury the dead. We just brought you an ancient parable for a modern incident. Eternal Light Drama today, The Congregation of the Dead, was written by Morton Wishengrad and was based on a story of the same name by Paul Tabori, which appeared in Liberal Judaism. The original music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Catens. Featured as Reuben was Peter Capel, and as Isaac, Alexander Scourby, and the part of Naomi was taken by Mitzi Gould. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. And the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time has been given by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations to present this program in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's program, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.